Հանուն հոր եւ որդվո եւ հոգվույն սրբո, ամեն.
When I was in third or fourth grade, I remember my teacher giving us an assignment. And she gave us a piece of paper that had two columns on it. On one side, there were about 12 job descriptions, 12 occupations that were listed. And they varied from doctor and businessman to cop and computer technician and construction worker, and even priest was on there. And on the other side, in the other column, there were 5 empty lines. And the assignment she gave us said, "You are commissioning a spaceship to fly to a new planet and to establish a new colony. You need to choose the 5 most important and essential occupations to help that new colony survive." Well, naturally, even in third and fourth grade, I think God was speaking to me already about the priesthood. And in that time, I wrote, of course, naturally, the first one, priest is the most essential. And then I listed the others. And I expected all of my classmates to do the same. Well, when we ended up coming back together, naturally, priest was not on the top of many lists. In fact, it was usually at the bottom. And usually at the top was construction worker or doctor. So, needless to say, the priest was not very essential. Unfortunately, in these past 2 weeks and even 2 months, this question has been going around. Who is essential? Whose life matters? And how do we move on from this? Do black lives matter? Do white lives matter? Do all lives matter? Do blue lives matter in the police department? Whose life matters? I hope and I pray that we all recognize the answer is everyone's life matters. Everyone from the unborn child all the way to the newly deceased. Every life matters to God. Today, the Armenian Church remembers the prophet Elijah. And this is unique in the Armenian Church calendar because it's the only time that a prophet or a saint is remembered on a Sunday. Those that are familiar with the Armenian Church calendar know that saints and prophets and patriarchs are only remembered on Mondays, Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays. Never a Sunday except for today. And if you want to know why, I can explain it to you after Badarak. But the prophet Elijah left a very interesting life. He led a life that was full of danger, a life that he had to flee to protect, and a life that he went to the mountains to search for God's voice. I feel like our nation is the same in many ways. We are very much like Elijah today. We are in danger of becoming something we are not. Many of us are running from the fears and the hatred that exists in this nation today. And we are searching for God's voice in all of this noise. What happened to George Floyd 2 weeks ago was a true tragedy, a sin. No other words to describe it. But that event was an opportunity to unite this country as one, to bring us together to mourn and to forgive, to show the rest of the world who the American people are. But unfortunately, it has devolved into rioting, looting, violence, and more murder. Stores and families who had already been suffering from the pandemic and the closures from the government, those stores and families have been destroyed by the rioting. the rioters, and even some protesters will say it's all in the name of justice. It's all for justice we're doing this. God, the Christian God, is a God of justice. He is a just God, and he demands justice in the New Testament and in the Old Testament. But what is going on is not justice. Don't be fooled. What is going on is the work of Satan. Satan's name, remember, in Greek, Diabolos, literally means one who separates. And that is what is going on now. God, on the other hand, unites us in love, in compassion, in mercy, and in forgiveness. This is why I do not adhere or follow any movement in this nation. I don't follow the Black Lives Matter movement. I don't follow the White Lives Matter movement. I don't follow the Blue Lives Matter, and I don't follow All Lives Matter. Because all of these movements are garbage. They divide us, and they separate us, and they pit us against each other. We hear it so often. If you are not with us, then you are against us. I adhere to only one movement, and this is the only movement a Christian should adhere to. Because it is a movement that moves the hearts of men, and it is a movement that has existed for over 2,000 years. It is the movement called the gospel. It has stood the test of time and still is here today. It is a movement, the gospel of Christ Jesus, which teaches us to be blind to a person's skin color, their language, and their background, and only to see the image of God in front of us. I cannot say what will happen in this next week. The year 2020 has seemed to be a year that tries to outdo itself every week, and things just get worse and worse as we go on. But what I can say with almost 100% certainty and faith is that it will get better. I know for a fact that God is in charge. Just as Elijah was searching for God's voice in the chaos that he was in, he did not hear it in all the noises around him, but he heard it in a light breeze, a quiet zephyr wind. We too are in this situation, and we must not look for God's voice in the loud crowds that march, in the political pundits on the news media, or in the blaring noises that come from the TV, the radio, and the internet. But we can find the voice of God in the quietness of our hearts, in prayer, in love, in mercy, and in forgiveness. Amen.